Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of September 15th, 2020, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. The actual factual news is here once again to talk about everything happening in our world of interest to you, the listener of News AF. And here to talk about it all, a man with a limited edition dark green hat. Here is the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are
you? I'm here.
You?
Yes, I'm doing so great. Just always celebrating nature, celebrating the news, celebrating friendships, celebrating all of those great things. And I always come on here and I always tell you guys that I am doing great, and I always am, but I don't want people to think my life is perfect. And so I will vent for a second here.
Yeah.
Bergen went to her first physical day of kindergarten yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. But we're only doing two physical days a week of kindergarten and then three remote learning days. But that's not the thing is that now that she's gotten a taste of the physical school, she is unwilling to do any remote learning at all.
Oh, the tease.
Yeah. Yep. She loves it. She loves going to regular school, hanging out with the kids, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's
if you're getting two
pretty
real
much
days in. They could scrap the three virtual days.
I feel like for kindergarten.
For that age.
Yeah. Just, you know, big waste of everybody's time.
Yeah. So, and it is. I mean, they
maybe if you're older. My son in first grade, he gets something out of it. But my younger son in pre-K, he is not getting much out of the virtual learning.
Yeah, that's how, Bergen, I mean, whatever. We're getting through it, everybody. We're all in this together. Why didn't you ding the bell for that? We're all in this together.
Yeah, that's right. A man who wishes more things were virtual, probably. Here is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Pretty good. Most of my life's virtual. All my shopping's virtual. All my entertainment is virtual. Talking to you guys, virtual.
Yeah.
So I've got most of it boiled down to virtual. The only thing is I have to go outside because I don't have virtual mountains yet that could be climbed.
Not yet.
What about
virtual reality, Danny? You ever do that?
No, I would only do virtual reality if I had like a stim suit, you know, something that you wore that really gave you the feeling that you were out there.
Whoa.
I mean, you guys use your imagination as far as what that stim suit might be used for, but 4D. To feel the cold breeze on top of a mountain in virtual reality through the use of a stim suit. And
I know exactly how it is, dude. Like, have you ever done a Soaring California ride at, California Adventureland? And then you're flying and coasting through and you're like, oh, this is cool. And it's
they're doing the fan.
Screen. And then all of a sudden you get misted and fanned with orange oil scent. And you're like, oh, the orange fields of
touch.
The Central California where all the gangs are. It's awesome. Yeah. And it's really.
That's
really
what I'm waiting for. So
you're
all
just waiting
virtual,
for that warm.
All in.
Yeah. That warm pudding on your face, so to speak.
Yeah. From a bird that pooed on me.
Yeah, we haven't talked too much about a stim suit on News AF.
We're not there yet.
Is that even a thing? Is that a thing?
I've probably stolen that name from something I've read somewhere else, but it's got to be a thing. Stim suit.
And it tantalizes each of your nerve endings?
Dude,
is that what it's doing?
Yeah, it puts pressure and climate control just in the right place to really make you believe that you're in there, in that, you know, musky hotel room with a stranger or on top of a mountain on a sunny day. It can be
any
of those places or in between.
Okay.
How exciting.
Or a combination of them.
Yeah. If you want your motel on top of the mountain, so you can have both experiences simultaneously.
So there's only three.
Yours.
So there's only three things that are the ingredients. There's a motel, a seedy motel, top of a mountain, and where else can you be?
I mean, you could be on the beach with the motel right there next to you. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, the motel can be anywhere.
On top of a stranger is also another one you said.
Yeah, and a strange place. Maybe you heard stranger.
A strange place. Okay.
But there's so many things you can do and visit in your STEM suit, all from the comfort of your home. You don't have to get on an airplane. We know the perils of flying. We've already discussed them in depth here. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to get on flights or now, you know, watch someone argue over about wearing a mask and have the flight turn around because of that. Mm-hmm. None of that. All from the comfort of your home. All the kids are outside
of
the room.
It's the power glove, but for your whole body.
Exactly. Oh, and it just squeezes you just right. And it just, everything is just turned on and off at the right time.
Yeah.
How exciting this future will be.
I mean, the STEM suit seems like that it is just a stopgap measure until the Elon Musk sort of just USB port into your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a good point. Yeah. Once you can just plug into your brain, then you've got the biggest STEM suit up there and you can manipulate that. But until then, you know, these things will be obviously 100% dishwasher or washing machine safe because you're going to want to wash that up for use.
I'm just going to wear it in the shower and clean it off like you would a swimsuit.
That's a good idea. I'll make it, if I'm part of this invention, I'll make sure that that's a possibility.
Will Gong Show jeans make a STEM suit for you, Danny? Good.
Yeah. And you know what? If also I'm part of the process of making the STEM suit, I will make sure that men with horse-like legs, I hope they're represented in the clothing choices of the STEM suit. So, yeah, definitely.
But they can't be overrepresented.
No. But I mean, there will be a bias
then what
being
about
a horse-legged
like
man
skinny
myself.
Legs.
Yeah. Skinny leg people.
Can you just make it extra stretchy?
Or I'll have Velcro. No, it's got to fit like a glove. So it's got to be tailored, probably tailored to each individual.
Like you'll have to come in.
Yeah, you'll have to come in and get your measurements. And also maybe they'll do some testing with some like probes and electrodes just to find out where you're most sensitive, you know? And then they tailor the suit for size and sensitivity. And when it shows up at your house, you know that that's the day you'll never go back outside.
Okay. Let's start off with a couple of updates this week. Okay, last week, we talked all about the big treasure hunt going on to potentially win the ownership of a Jelly Belly jelly bean factory. And we talked about how gold tickets had been hidden all around the United States of America, one in every single state by a man named David Klein. And we talked about that extensively last week. And we said, boy, this seems weird. This is a off-putting video, and the contest seems very unusual. But both of you were very hopped up on jelly bean fever. About the opportunity to
I bought 2 pounds of juicy pear right after we exited, and they came in and I finished them. They're gone.
All right.
Well,
this seems weird. It turns out, there was some confusion going on here because Jelly Belly, the company in question, has disavowed any relationship to this contest.
This is appearing to be a grudge contest because you keep explaining.
So
Rob, if you don't mind,
the Jelly Belly company has put out a press release that says, due to confusion in the marketplace, Jelly Belly Candy Company would like to take this opportunity to clear up the misconception that it is involved with a contest that purportedly offers a candy factory as its grand prize. Jelly Belly Candy Company, formerly known as the Herman Gullitz Candy Company, has candy making roots back to 1869. It was founded by Gustav Gullitz and remains family owned and operated.
Gustav.
David Klein, the sponsor of the quote unquote treasure hunt contest, gaining attention within the media this weekend, is not associated with the Jelly Belly Candy Company, its brands, or products. In 1976, Mr. Klein, an independent third party, came up with the name Jelly Belly and other novel marketing ideas. Jelly Belly Candy Company has not had a relationship with Mr. Klein since 1980 when it acquired the trademark.
So it sounds to me like Mr. Klein, getting on in years, yes, either has forgotten that he sold the rights to the Jelly Belly name, or whatever happened. It's really murky there as far as what happened in those 4 years between 1976 and 1980 when they stopped having a relationship. And either this is Mr. Klein trying to stick a thumb in the eye of Jelly Belly because he's been unhappy, yes, for 30 years or 40 years. And this is him knowing that he's on his last leg trying to, you know, cause problems for them. He was never happy with the breakup that they had. I wonder if he was responsible.
You think he's jilted, Danny?
Yeah, he might be a jilted. It sounded like he was somehow working with them, like it says, as a third party, maybe marketing company, and that he gave them the name Jelly Belly, and maybe he feels like they owe him millions of dollars or millions of dollars in jelly beans, and he's not been compensated over the last 40 years. And so he's like, well, I'll show them. I'll give away a fake one of their companies, you know, without any consent.
No, I think that this is, we're going to find out. This is guy is heavily leveraged, whether he owes like $1.5 million in back taxes or some other, that he is deeply in debt. And this is some Breaking Bad-esque scam that he's trying to pull. I think it has to do with revenge.
I agree. I could see that too. And the thing, only thing he had of value,
he's desperate, yes,
is that he had the Jelly Belly name, which he came up with in 1976 for Jelly Belly. And for, through some like mental, he's jumped through mental hoops to somehow claim that he still owns the right, you know, to that name. So yeah, that kind of makes sense. I could
see
that.
How many tickets did they sell?
I don't know. I thought they said that last week we calculated
they were at like 600 or something.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money. Enough to pay off those horse racing debts.
Yes. Okay, Tyson, are there any gold tickets hidden anywhere?
Yeah, they're all in airports.
Do you think they actually went to the step of...
Yeah. No.
It's like, oh, we hid them. So. You guys couldn't find them. We gave you the clues, but you didn't find them. So
We sold each clue.
We sold all the clues. You didn't find them. And that's that.
I couldn't even see the video, but just listening to those two people talk, I knew that they weren't the kind of people to go out and hide tickets in all 50 states.
They couldn't even be bothered to close the window before they made the video.
Or to leave the double wide trailer they were in filming it.
Yeah.
Or single wide. I don't know how wide the trailer was, to be honest.
So this is a sad story. This is a sad story about a man.
For a lot of people.
Yeah. But not Jelly Belly, because they still make delicious.
It was a handful lot of good advertising Jelly for Jelly Belly. Free advertising at that. Yeah. Tyson bought 2 pounds of Juicy Pear. So they're the big winners right
Whoa,
now.
Whoa, 2 pounds? I could devour 2 pounds probably within this podcast.
So good.
So good.
You could. The Juicy Pear, they were so good.
Yeah. I'd mix it in with some watermelon, cinnamon.
Whoa. Like a whole fruit salad. Like
Tutti Frutti is another one, and bubble gum. Yeah. So, I could do all those.
You eat them all at once?
What about Dr.
Dude, I'd eat all of those at once. A flavor explosion that no stem suit could ever match.
Yeah, that's true. Stem suit would never be able to replicate.
No, but that's why you have the flavor pen in your mouth while you wear the stem suit and the VR goggles. Then you
have to have the flavor pen in there.
Yeah.
Wow. That would be really cool.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was unaware of the flavor pen. Is there... holster or something for that on the suit?
Well, you wear like a mask. Normally the mask holds a ball, but this time it holds the flavor pen in your mouth so that you're just getting delivered those delicious flavors. And so you know what, flavor pens will make treasure hunts like this completely obsolete. Who needs a factory to make Jelly Bellies when you got a pen making them all day long in your mouth?
Tyson, what do you think the meat
and they probably know they're out, and that's probably why they're
trying to get rid of the factory.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, what do you think the meeting was like back in 1976 where the Hermann Gohlitz Candy Company met with David Klein to pitch them on how they should go by the name Jelly Belly and not Hermann Gohlitz Candy Company?
Man, it's crazy to me.
I can picture it. He brought in a bunch of poster boards.
Especially
picture it.
That he'd drawn on.
Yeah, he's like, well, let me tell you about
I
this
I can't
thing.
Picture it at all.
I could totally picture it. They're in a boardroom somewhere, and he shows up, and he's got that little tripod that holds big poster boards. He's got like 10 poster boards mm-hmm. he's going to share. He's like, I've done some marketing. Turns out that Gustav Gulatz and his last name is not targeting so well after the Second World War. So here's some ideas that I've got for you. They're like, who are you? He's like, I'm Mr. Klein, and I've got some great ideas. Your name sucks. Nobody likes it. How about Jelly Belly? 75 people responded positively to the word Jelly Belly when I told them that it was a jelly bean candy. And they're like, oh, we'll buy this right now. He's like, I'll offer it to you for $300. And they're like, we'll give you $200. And he's like, that's $100,000 in 2020 money. I'll take it. And now he's spent it all, and he's got nothing going on. He's like, I should have asked for millions.
Like, yeah. They screwed me.
They screwed me over.
Flesh. One day, you'll see.
Man.
Call me the Candy Man.
That's probably exactly how it
went. That's how it went. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think he named anything else?
No, that was his high water mark.
I think he tried some other stuff, but it was all none of it was good. He was like, I'm the guy who named Jelly Bellies. And they're like, what else did you name? He's like, Boners. It's a dog treat. And you're like, no, that's wrong. And he's like, okay, well, how about this?
How about this? A liquid food called the Squirts. Exactly. You could take it any time of the day. It tastes like beef stew. You just squirt it in your mouth. And then it's called the Squirts.
See,
I think
he kept trying
thing,
after that
squirts.
To reach that high, but he could never get that high again.
Yeah, this was him peaking. This is him peaking. He was a young, hot shot marketing guy at probably 35 years old at the time.
Top of the game.
Top of the world. Goes to a meeting in New York.
Candy industry.
To meet with the Gulatz family.
He probably drove a convertible.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he totally drove a convertible.
Dude, this guy was awesome. Because now when you look at him and you're like, oh, he's decrepit and old and can't move. I never would have thought he had that zeal and zest like he did when you impersonated him right there. He was just like a young up and coming go-getter. Yeah.
His mouth was on fire when he talked to the Jelly Belly executives. Mm-hmm. He walked out of that meeting with a skip in his step.
I bet he walked out and was just like, I don't even know what happened. I just was inspiration from God. And his wife's like, yeah, you're a prophet. And he's like, probably. And that's where it all started.
A marketing
downhill.
Prophet. And then, he started doing cocaine and meeting with tons of prostitutes.
Yeah.
And
was
then
it
4 years later.
Or was it pixie sticks?
You're right. 1976. It was not cocaine. He started doing a ton of acid.
Yeah.
And joined a cult, and then 4 years later lost his gig with Jelly Belly. Life spiraled out of control, ended up in a double wide in Florida with a fake contest to make back some of his horse betting debts.
Many people in the chat are saying that is your best character ever, is Jelly Belly guy.
David Klein.
Mr. Klein.
Yeah.
Well, he had a short shot to fame. He had his 4 years, but now...
I heard about another thing that he did is he took all those cardboard presentations in. He said, I'm going to call this a PowerPoint. And that was the first time that he never trademarked it or anything. So he just missed out on that one.
Mm.
Yeah. Bummer.
Okay. All right. One other update on a story that we've talked about before, which has to do also with treasure hunt. Forrest Fenn, we've talked about him on a number of occasions, that he is the person who claims to have hidden millions of dollars in gold in the Rocky Mountains with clues in his book. Did we repeat recently that his treasure had been found?
Oh, no, it's not been found. He said it had been found, but it hasn't been found.
Yes.
Because it's not there.
So I think he knew that the end was near. Yeah. And to close the chapter on that book, pun intended, he declared it found, but never gave anyone details. What about all those people who bought his dumb autobiography?
Yeah.
And they have no closure. Because they were never told exactly where it was found and who found it.
According to this article, 350,000 people went looking for the treasure.
That's what I mean.
Along dangerous terrain. Some people quit their jobs.
Four or five people died.
And people died.
Yes. Yeah. He never, ever, I still don't believe. Someone sent me an article recently claiming that this was proof that it had been found, and it was just a picture of it. And I said, that's not proof. Tell us where it was. Show us how it was hidden. Show us the person who had found it. I want to see actual evidence that this was found. I think that he knew the end was near, and he wanted to wrap things up, and he declared it found, and then, surprise, he died like a month or two later.
Yeah,
I don't think that's a coincidence.
Okay.
I was always irritated by this. Always, for the years and years that it went on. I was like, this guy, I don't think he's hidden this money.
Yeah.
I mean, he was old when he hid it. I think how much it would weigh if it wasn't next to an airport. As we've discovered, these older people probably hide most of their stuff. I mean, he's not hiking on trails. Yeah, he's not going way out with a box full of gold. Gold weighs so much.
Did he hide it? Do we know?
I mean, it was less than a decade ago. That much I'm pretty sure about. But I could be totally wrong. All I know is that it came into the forefront of my attentions maybe like 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, if anybody has a treasure that they need hidden out somewhere in the wilderness, do either of you accept that task? Will you?
Yeah, we're treasure hiders for hire. Yeah,
I can definitely hide a treasure. I got a lot of free time and I'm out there all the time. So, yes, I'll hide your treasure for you and I will document it that it is actually hidden.
You'll do it the right way.
I will. Yeah. I will.
You know what this is? This is the old timey play of the new one on Instagram is we're doing a giveaway and then they never announce the winner of the giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And my favorite thing now is to get on those Instagram accounts and be like, hey, you never announced the winner. Was there a winner? And I do that on a bunch of accounts now.
Yes.
I'll spend an afternoon going through Instagram contests that have expired and be like, hey, I didn't see you announce a winner. Did that happen?
Could you please tell me who it was?
Please tell me who it was and I'll contact them so they can verify that it
was. Yeah, I want to see a picture of the prize and today's newspaper and that person all in the same picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Proof of prize.
Okay. Let's talk about another money-making scenario that somebody had come up with. This comes to us from Slovenia, where a woman has been sentenced to 2 years in jail after she has been implicated in an attempt to defraud insurance. Apparently, her and her boyfriend had some sort of insurance policy that would compensate her for some sort of dismemberment.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
Where the scam was that they deliberately sawed off the woman's hand in an attempt to cash in on a $1.2 million payout.
So I don't doubt that this happened.
Yeah.
But how did that conversation go with the boyfriend and girlfriend where he's like, no, you have to do it because remember, I'm kind of more ambidextrous. I need both my hands.
Like, yeah. What the guy, the you mean the pitch? Guy like, hey, one of us is going to cut off each other's hands.
Yeah. And it's me going to cut off your hand. I've already decided.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I can't do anything with this left hand. This is, yeah. I mean, I rarely use it. I feel like we can get rid of this. He's like, oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, no more discussion. Yeah. Let me go get the circular saw.
Well, it seems as though the smoking gun here is that the researchers discovered that the boyfriend had done an internet search for prosthetic hands the day before the girlfriend's hand had been removed.
The old internet search coming back to haunt you. That is a modern day story
for that one.
Dude, that mean she shouldn't go to jail for 2 years. She's already been punished enough.
Yeah.
Who cuts off a hand? I mean, I can't get over the story when I saw it. I just blows my mind.
Tyson, what do you think that conversation went like when the boyfriend brought up the page of prosthetic hands and tried to sell his girlfriend on this plan?
look at how real some of them look. They have like veins and hair follicles and everything. People won't even tell.
Like, look at this. Look at this video. Eyes called. It's got Will Smith. He's got a prosthetic cane. He's punching through a wall. You'll be able to punch walls and crush stuff and fight robots.
It looks real. Look, he peels the skin back. It's obviously a fake hand. And then he puts the skin back and it's real.
This is so cool. Will Smith has a fake hand. You can have a fake hand.
He showed him. Was that iRobot?
Yeah, iRobot.
He showed him iRobot.
YouTube clips of prosthetic hands.
Yeah, there's so many fake ones. Clips. And she's like, that's pretty cool. I mean, I could heat a mug of coffee while holding it.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad. A mug of coffee.
Or flip an egg with your hand.
That's crazy.
I mean, so many awesome options. And then he sold her on it. I would like to see that search, too. Like, what of those prosthetic options did he sell her on? Like, what about this image? Like, oh, that's acceptable. That's better than the hand I was born with.
So the couple supposedly cut off the woman's hand. Allegedly, it was they claimed it was a cutting accident, a sawing accident, when they were cutting branches at their home. So they left the hand behind and went to the hospital. But ultimately, the couple was also, as they had insult to injury, they were able to reattach the sawed off hand.
Oh, good. I didn't know that was possible.
Not
that
sure
makes
it still
feel better.
Works the same way.
Yeah, but at least she's got a hand.
It's
I'd like to think it works a little bit. You don't think it works at all?
And then what do? Super glue the bones?
I don't know exactly how it works, but I have to think that they might be able to put it back on there, but I kind of think it's might not have the
sloppy.
Same functionality.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the real insult to injury is going to be when the boyfriend breaks up with her because she's deformed.
Well, he's going to jail.
Oh, he's going too.
Yeah.
Oh.
That he's been sentenced to 3 years in prison with a 1 year suspended sentence for his father. I'm not sure what the father did.
The girl should not go to jail, I feel like.
The father was probably the brains behind the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if a lot of brains were being used when the scheme was.
I'm not sure. I don't believe any jail time for the woman whose a hand was chopped off.
If you want insurance scam money, you go to Walmart, you spill a little something on the floor, you slip and hit your head. Or you have a giant thing of toilet paper fall on you, like have the boyfriend push it off the top shelf and fall on you. This is just like, this is...
At Walmart?
This is wild. Whatever, some rich big box store. This is just crazy. Mm-hmm. To take a circular saw to your hand and to stick... I mean, that probably doesn't happen quick. You got to sit there and work through the bone. And she's like the whole time completely dedicated to it. Like, okay, you're a third of the way through. Just keep going. Just think of the money. Just wild to me.
Just as a correction. So the woman who had her hand sawed off, she will be actually serving 2 years jail time. So it's 2 years jail time for her, 3 years for the boyfriend. And the boyfriend's father is getting a 1 year suspended sentence.
When I was on a cycling team, they had a dismemberment clause in their insurance policy for all the riders. And I remember thinking, I'm going to get paid out if I lose a foot or a leg.
Yeah.
Not worth it. Unless they have
not
robot stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, or if my legs were less sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got great legs. You don't want to lose those. Probably insure those for millions right now. What if they get injured in a pickleball accident?
Pickleball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true. They could. I should insure them.
Yeah. $1.2 million for a hand. Is that fair? Fair market value?
No. No.
No?
No. No. Danny. Not unless you have sweet, sweet robotic options. That is not...
So let
even
me ask
then,
you this,
I wouldn't
Danny.
Do it. What?
So let's say you're out, you lose a hand. Remember our buddy Chase when he was like rappelling off a bridge and almost lost a hand?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Let's say something like that happens. You do lose a hand and somebody comes to you and says, you can... For losing that hand, you can have $1.2 million or nothing.
Yeah, but that's different than, here's a circular saw. Why don't you cut your hand off? And I've got here in this briefcase, $1.2 million. Be like, no, thank you.
Okay. There's, $10 million.
No. I tell you right now, there's no amount of money I can cut my hand off with. No.
$17 billion.
You can't buy my hand, Tyson. Why do you want my hand so bad? Do you want to put it somewhere on your body?
Let me ask Rob the same question.
Yeah.
$5 million.
For a hand, I think that Danny is right here. I think that we're like a few years away from, you know, having some decent
your left
robotic
hand.
Option.
Your left hand.
Although
like, 100 million for your left hand.
100 million? 100 million?
Yep.
That's some hand.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Rob. Don't do it.
It's fine.
This is an advanced piece of technology you already have. Don't cut
not
it off.
Not to aliens. Aliens think it's
garbage.
But
they're not here yet to give us their technology, their starfish technology mm-hmm. that allows it to grow back.
Okay.
Why, Tyson, would you sell any of your appendages?
I feel like I could get rid of my right hand.
Right hand? Are you left-handed?
He is left-handed.
Oh.
I feel like I could get rid of my right hand. You made it sound like your right hand is a burden to you.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It doesn't do anything.
I'm sure once you cut it off, you'll realize how much it does do for you.
Will I?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Let's find a rich billionaire to offer you that sweet, sweet hand money. And then you can document the experience on Instagram Live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Listen. Man, I mean, I think for like $100 million or a few hundred million, I could say goodbye to my right hand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
We know your price. I think I would do a foot before a hand.
For reals?
Dude.
Yeah.
No.
No. I don't know.
I'm not running anywhere.
You might need to run in the future.
I guess
If the world turns into like a Mad Max scenario, what are you doing with both hands?
Foot. That's so Typing. Great.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess it's harder to autoerotic asphyxiate with one hand. I don't know. I definitely a hand over a foot for sure. But
you're crazy.
I don't think I'd do it for probably less than $100 million. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, you're going down.
Yeah, I would go down. That's because if we have a listener out here who has like $80 million to spare,
mm-hmm.
we could talk about it more.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about...
Reach out. Reach out. If there's somebody out there listening that's got $80 million, reach out to
don't
me.
Don't do it, Tyson.
We'll listen to offers. Okay. Let's talk about a Halloween story. Of course, Halloween is just around the corner, Danny. But this year, do not expect to see any Halloween marshmallow peeps this year. That's because that they are the latest casualty of a normal life due to COVID-19, that they will be peepless this year. The candy's owner, Just Born. Boy, where was David Klein on this one for renaming the Just Born company of the maker?
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes.
That sounds disgusting. All covered in blood and placental fluids.
Yeah.
Just Born.
David no, Klein thank you. Was MIA for that one.
Yeah. What do you think he would have named it?
Well, we don't know. We can't get into the mind of Mr.
Yeah,
Klein.
That's already taken.
Look,
yeah.
Peeps. Peeps also not a great name. No. It always reminds me of Peeping Toms. Like, it's a short name or slang term for a Peeping Tom. Like, dude, that guy's a peeps. It's like, oh, yeah. He climbs trees outside of women's houses with a pair of binoculars.
So,
he's a peeps.
The bad news continues. Peeps will not be available for Halloween, nor Christmas, nor Valentine's Day. I guess the real question is, will they be ready for Easter?
This is some garbage, dude, because I just barely ate a whole case, not a whole case, a whole...
What
do they call a sleeve? Of cotton candy peeps that our neighbors gave to us as they left for the summer.
Could have been the last peeps. Also, those peeps, they store for a long time.
Those would probably be worth like 800 to 100 million, and then I wouldn't have to chop off my right hand.
Mm. You know how Waffle House, if a Waffle House closes for a storm, it's like a sign of the severity of the storm.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's a way to measure it. I wonder if this is like a peeps, like the sign of society collapsing. It's like peeps shutters its doors. You know, that's when you go and you hoard tins of beans and gasoline because that's the first sign of things caving in on themselves.
Yeah.
Peeps are gone. You know, build that bunker.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat Peeps because they got sugar in them. They're not my favorite.
Yeah.
But I have to say the candy, the cotton candy Peeps flavor
were
was
good?
Pretty good. Yeah.
I would. I can't remember the last time.
I'm not a Peep guy.
I probably had a Peeps in high school. That'd probably
You're
be the last time I peeped out. No, not a peeper.
Neither of you are peepers,
huh? You were peeping was in high school?
High school, yeah.
Yeah. Liv in the chat says, I've never had a Peep, but I would do anything for one right now. That's right. Cotton candy is my recommendation.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you can still find them on Amazon right now, dude.
Just like how I don't need chapstick until I don't have any. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, it's all I can think about, and I just endlessly lick my lips.
So the best case scenario here for Peeps is that if they do not go into production for Halloween, Christmas, or Valentine's Day, they are hoping to be able to meet the big time Peep season
Guys.
Of Easter. Yes.
Just Born makes my, one of my favorite candies.
Yes. Hot tamales.
Hot tamales.
For reals?
I did not know that Just Born.
And Mike and Ike.
Yeah, I just finished off a box of Mike and Ike's yesterday. Well, okay, so that's fine.
Rationing
no,
those, Danny.
You know what? They sacrificed the Peeps wing of the company to keep hot tamales and Mike and Ike's above water. I'm fine with that. That was a good move. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Just
yeah.
Born.
By the way, that Hot Tamales and Mike and Ike's will be missing from trick-or-treat baskets this year due to production
Whoa, why?
Shutdown.
What? That's not
Danny,
true. Where are you getting
we're
that?
We're talking about
Send
they
me that
shut down
link.
The factory for COVID-19.
They shut down the Peeps factory. They didn't shut
Guys.
Down the
what do
Mike
you think,
and Ike's.
A different factory for Mike and Ike and Hot Tamales?
Yes.
How many facilities do they have?
They've got several, I'm sure. Dude, you can't taint
a
Peeps with
hot tamales.
Whatever the problem
is that's preventing the Peeps from being made is the same thing that's been preventing.
It's probably a shortage of some chemical that's no longer
being
mined.
They're still selling Peeps on Amazon.
Yeah, old Peeps.
Look at
Yeah, those are
going to
run out.
Peeps and Party Cake Peeps. I would buy those right now, bottom.
Yeah. It's not an ingredient shortage. It's a pandemic issue.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. No matter what it is, you can still get them if you have a hankering for them. Sure, they're going to be Easter themed, but they're still delicious and they taste the same.
Mm. So this is a PSA. Get your Peeps now.
Get your Peeps now. Cancel your Quibi free subscription.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the two PSAs like that. Yeah.
Okay. While we're on the subject of Danny's favorite things, Danny, I'm not sure if you are a frequent visitor to Red Lobster.
Not my favorite thing.
I've been, dude, but I felt out of place because I didn't have my own oxygen tank.
Yes, we've heard your oxygen tank rant.
That was like a childhood treat if my parents took us to Red Lobster.
Dude, they're cheddar biscuits?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Danny. You're not a
I've only been to Red
guy?
Lobster once in my entire life.
Did you have the cheddar biscuits?
I don't remember what I ate.
Yeah,
I'm going to search. I'm going to go to a Red Lobster tonight.
Next guys trip, we'll go to a Red Lobster.
Okay.
How come we haven't done a News AF guys trip? We really should.
You can't travel in this time.
But what I'm saying.
Crossing borders is just scary.
Hear me out, guys.
Yeah.
Look, it. Our better fans than the audience would love to join us for a News AF guys trip. Girls, welcome too. It's all inclusive. And
is it on Zoom?
Is it on Zoom?
I don't know.
I was just going to do like some type of wilderness theme where we enjoy nature. Danny does adventures and we still are close enough to technologies that Rob can podcast from there.
Could
and then
there.
We all
yeah.
do a cool podcast in nature.
Okay. Cool nature podcast.
Cool nature podcast. It's almost fall or
like
it
that.
Is fall
mm-hmm.
and we need to do something. And we just charge, 80 to 100 million a ticket. All we need is one person to show up, and that will be enough for all
that
of us to split. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if we hit a Red Lobster along the
yep,
way,
we will.
Danny, they've got something here just for you. It's the first official Mountain Dew cocktail, the Dew-garita, and it will be available nationwide by the end of 2020.
I wonder if...
Now, is this just like... Are they just getting our hopes up of like, hey, trust us, the Dew-garita is coming. End of 2020. Scientists said it wouldn't be possible. It would be years before there would be a Dew-garita. But look at us. We've rushed it to market.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be careful.
It.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd drink a Dew-garita, rush to market.
I know that you
wouldn't.
You're
the first person to go out and get the Dew-garita.
Danny doesn't drink alcohol. He's Mormon.
Mm. Yeah. And also, I don't go to Red Lobster.
What about a virgin do garita? What if we got it to go?
Oh, sure, guys. I'd drink that. Mm. Maybe. You know what? Dude doesn't need to be dressed up and with all these fancy other ingredients. It's fine how it is.
Should they have hit the Candyman for naming the do garita? Because, dude, that really doesn't sound like a great...
No.
Like, oh, I need something to quench my thirst, but also taste good and, you know, do garita. Nope. That sounds like poop.
Yeah, it does. When I think do garita, I think of the word gore for some reason. Like, gore.
I think of the word doo-doo.
Yeah.
So it's just like, hey, your dog just let a do garita out on my front yard and we're fighting neighbors now.
Do you think on the rim of the glass of a do garita, they put a peep? Like just tucked in there to add a little flavor? Yeah.
That'd be delicious. So tell us the ingredients of the do garita, or they're not going to give out
that proprietary info.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, they say that it pairs great with a Cheddar Bay biscuit, and they really just hopped up the synchronicity in the press release. They said Red Lobster and PepsiCo said they were kicking off our new relationship with the cocktail and would work together to leverage iconic PepsiCo brands across the Frito-Lay and Quaker range of products to create tasty menu items.
Yeah.
They should have had David Klein punch up that press release.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I got a great idea for this time and age. Everybody loves a Mountain Dew, but everybody loves a margarita. Why don't we mix those two? A marriage made in heaven. A do-garita for everyone in these troubled times. He's got his poster boards. He probably... that guy out on the road. Yeah, he does. He believes only in the old ways, Tyson.
Yeah.
His biggest success came with the tripod and the poster board. He's not going to change how he operates. That's how he found fame. That's how he got up in the world. And why would you mess with a recipe for success? Just saying.
You're right. That's true. He's like, this is what's always worked for me. In the past, I made upwards of $300 at Jelly Belly.
$1,000 2020 money.
This is what happened. This is what happened in that meeting now that I'm thinking about it. This could very well have happened. So what do you want for us to use this name? I want 75% of the company. Danny, you say it in his voice.
I like 75% of the company. All rights reserved.
We'll get back to you on that. We'll definitely pay you a couple hundred bucks right now for it. And then we'll have our people talk to your people about some type of equity deal or not.
And then later they called, we'll give you $300 in a Lincoln Town Car. And he's like, gee, Willie, that sounds like a great idea.
A Lincoln Town Car.
Pick up the car today.
Yeah.
But you got to throw in a car, dude. It was the 70s.
Used Lincoln.
Cars were
It was
special.
Convertible, though. It was a convertible.
Oh, heck yeah, it was convertible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what? He should have offered, instead of having a fake contest for a fake candy factory with a name he no longer owns, he should have just gone back out on the road and offered his marketing prowess to some of these companies that are struggling to come up with names.
Yeah, but that would take a while. He was hard up for cash.
Yeah, I know. But dude, you just got to grind away out there and...
But one video like that, for reals, because that went kind of viral, right? So if he did another video where he's like...
He's proven...
Hey guys, I'm the candy man and I named Jelly. I'm the old guy. You're the young guy. So you so in his mind, he still sounds like daddy's at pressure, but I'm the old guy. But like, anyways, I did Jelly Belly and I'm the candy man. And if he did something that people were like, this is so ridiculous, then of course you have like Dorito people.
He already did the ridiculous thing. If it was just a little bit more legitimate, I think he could have picked up work from it.
If he would have just added, the more likely people are to believe it.
If he would have just added and been like, come and get your product name from me, then he would have gotten something at the end. If he would have been like, on top of that, I'm still in the biz. Mm-hmm. And, Jelly Belly, the number 7 jelly bean of all time. And wouldn't have done that if it was called whatever it was going to be called. And just like old decrepit man, perfect. Perfect timing for an old decrepit man to sell something to the country and then have them all buy it.
Yeah, they'd love it.
Yeah, they would love it.
It seems like a guy I could trust. Seems like a straight shooter. He's not slick like all these other people trying to sell us stuff.
He's speaking his mind, and that's what I like about him.
Yeah. Okay. Pepsi is hard at work, not just with trying to leverage the Dougarita to Red Lobster, but they are launching a new drink that is meant to help people relax and unwind before bed. Danny, this is interesting. Usually, Pepsi is trying to get you so hopped up on caffeine with the Mountain Dew. Instead, they're trying to put you to sleep. I don't know if you could take a Mountain Dew and one of these at the same time.
I think actually what this is called is just a Dougarita in a can.
Dougarita in a can? This is called
the Counter Dew.
Driftwell. Yeah. It has 200 milligrams of L-theanine and 10% of your day's value of magnesium. And it's designed to help take the edge off.
Oh, see, this is the problem.
After all the Pepsis. So a six pack of Pepsi, one Pepsi now, a six pack of Pepsi now comes with one sleep well or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So it's five Pepsis in one of these. So you can sip five Pepsis all day long. And then you're like, fuck, I don't know why I'm so wired right now. I better calm my nerves.
Your whole life becomes like driving a train. In the morning, you drink enough Mountain Dews to get it up to speed. Mm-hmm. And then at night, you have to start the process of drinking enough Driftwells to slow it down. It's like you're self-medicating with the help of Pepsi all day long all to manage your moods.
They're smart to get on both ends of that because all these soft drinks have only been on the front end of the train. And now, Driftwell.
Yeah.
Patent pending.
They're giving you the brakes.
This could be perfect for you. That this is something that, you know, I feel like a lot of people might turn to, you know, let me have a glass of wine before bed to help me unwind. But if you're not a drinker, Driftwell.
I have a turkey leg. I eat a turkey leg and some Driftwell. Dude, I fall right asleep. Anybody? And still greasy.
Anybody want a nightcap before bed? No, we also have turkey legs and
children, come down to the kitchen and get your turkey leg. Have a sip of Driftwell. Yep, that's what happens at my house now.
Coming this December, Driftwell will be on grocery stores in the first quarter of 2021.
By the way, I will try Driftwell.
Yeah, I'll try Driftwell too. But where are they going to be located? Are they in the pharmacy? Are they going to be in the soda drinks? What's going on? Is there now going to be like a cooler filled with Monster Energies, and then right next to it is like the sleeping drinks? We're like, here's all our energy drinks, and here's our sleeping drinks.
You'll need these. Sir, may I offer as a companion beverage this Driftwell? It has a soft, crunchy down. It goes down nice and soft, and it'll lull you into sleep after drinking all those Monster Energy.
It's an excellent downer to Code Red Gamer's Choice Mountain Dew.
Could you have both at the same time? Would it just sort of like level you
even
off?
Out? Yeah, there's no effects whatsoever other than diarrhea.
People used to only need the sun to go down behind the mountains to fall asleep.
We've evolved, now, Danny.
Yeah, we have into maniacs. I sit down, I plug in all my IVs, and it decides what mood I'm in and how much I sleep.
Okay.
Jenny, who I think may be a doctor in the chat, said she recommends drinking six Driftwells before sawing your hand off.
Yeah, that'll help take the edge off for sure.
There's no amount of Driftwells you could give me.
You don't
want
to be hopped up on caffeine.
That would be like, okay, break out the circular saw. I think I'm significantly relaxed. No.
Mm-hmm.
I think you want the Monster Energy drinks before sawing off your hand. You got to get pumped.
To get pumped?
No.
And then... Yeah. No.
Yeah. I think you want to be like half in and out of
Rocky. Yeah.
Have you ever seen a video of someone getting seriously injured, like voluntarily? They're always pumped up. They're not usually in a relaxed state. They're usually amped.
But
right before they get
but they've had a ton of melatonin, but their natural body adrenaline is just doesn't matter what you take. So you got to take something because then right after, then you crash and fall asleep. Like you don't want to be awake for the whole aftermath because the initial pain hurts, but not that bad. It's the following pain that's really...
I mean, when I rip off a Band-Aid, I get pumped up.
Yeah.
I don't try to mellow out.
But wouldn't it be nice to mellow out immediately after the
immediately
mandate is
ripped off? So have the drift wells ready and open, because you're not going to be able to open it very easily with one hand missing. So make sure you open them before. Well,
it's going to take time for them to hit the brain. So I would say chug a bunch of Mountain Dews or Code Red, Gamer's Choice, and then drink a bunch of Drift Wells like 15 minutes after, and then immediately chop.
Are you laying out your order of operations for your hand removal?
I'd like somebody else to try it first. I mean,
smart.
But for 100 milli, I mean, yeah, we can talk. Hit me in the DMs.
All right, Danny, are you ready to take us away to the Drift Well not needed zone?
Yes.
Danny's Bolt Hole.
All right. Let me be your drift well.
Okay, here we go.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
Yes.
Are you guys really for sure? Like, is there any appendage you could say goodbye to for 100 million? Not even a full appendage, just like the tip of the, like, taking the whole arm. You're just taking the hand, which
just
is essentially the tip of your arm.
Yeah, just the tip, just a useless tip of your arm. I mean, you don't really use it that much.
You're just circumcising your arm, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of other five other appendages that you use to do lots and lots of tasks.
Mm-hmm. So what about a finger?
No, dude, I am not maiming myself for any amount of money.
What about somebody else would do the maiming. You could even go under in a real professional surgery.
No.
What about a testicle?
Maybe.
Rob?
Come on. That's not something anyone's going
to
see.
Open to it. I feel like a whole hand is going to be, really diminish my quality of life. Testicles, I feel like barely using that. And I feel like, even a foot I was open to.
You were even open to a foot?
Yeah.
Okay. Adam in the chat says some podiatrists remove the small toe for women to fit into stylish shoes. Is that true?
I'm not sure if...
Dude, that sounds like that goes against the Hippocratic Oath.
Hmm.
Do no harm. It's like, I'll remove that toe. Sure. You want to fit into those shoes?
Mm-hmm.
You don't need that toe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And after the Bolt Hole, because we got to get to the Bolt Hole. If we have time, we can hit on some Big Brother stuff. So, Danny, make sure to have that at the ready just in case.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Danny's Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my Bolt Hole. Bow, 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 bow. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
So good. So smooth on the eardrums.
So I had two different options. And the more I looked into the second option, the more sad and depressing it became. So I'm just going to go with the first one, which I thought was a Broga type story. And I was worried about sharing it just because I thought Tyson might attack me really hard. But there is a trend going around on TikTok, which is... it spreads all of the worst ideas. And it's people doing at-home dentistry to save money during the pandemic.
At-home dentistry, like we are doing like a cleaning, or we are doing cavity fillings or worse.
So the original story that I had was slightly different, and I couldn't find it this morning. So I had to do a Google search, and I still didn't find the original one. I found one on BuzzFeed about people filing their teeth. So I couldn't tell if this was a cosmetic thing, or because, the dentist scrapes your teeth when you go in there, but they don't necessarily file it. But the story is about people filing their teeth. And then when I did this, I found another story about people who a couple months ago were pulling their own teeth, when things were really bad and you couldn't go to the dentist, things got medieval. Mm-hmm. If you had a bad tooth or a tooth that hurt really bad,
like me,
back in April were pulling their own teeth. Now this could be, this has like a bit of Broga to it. Like how many people were actually out there, adults ripping out teeth that hurt?
When?
This is in April, the story about people pulling teeth. So that has legitimacy because you couldn't go to a dentist, right? And you were in a ton of pain. What are you going to do? Well,
I'll tell you what I did.
Ancestors were going to do. What?
I took a bunch of Aleve. And then I went and bought a bunch of Aura gel and coated my entire tooth with it. And then I brushed with Sensodyne toothpaste, and then I got mouthwash that also numbs a little bit.
But if your tooth is dead or you need a root canal or whatever, all of that, that's not going to do it. Like, you really, probably the only thing that'll help is tearing out your tooth.
When did you do this, Tyson? This was recently?
Yeah, I have a dentist appointment tomorrow. I've had a toothache for like a while.
See?
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I went to the dentist a couple of weeks ago.
Did you have a toothache?
No, I had missed my cleaning. Like, I was supposed to, I got like the card for in like February. I'm like, all right, well, I got a lot going on right now. Let me hold off on this. And
I don't go to every cleaning. I only go like every couple of years to the dentist.
You're supposed to go twice a year.
Well,
yeah, whatever. You're supposed to go twice a year, but I don't know. The point of the story is, first of all, we've all been to the dentist recently, so we know how precarious the mouth is.
I haven't.
It's not something you...
I'm going tomorrow.
You're going tomorrow. Sorry. It's not something I think you would want to mess with because the mouth, it does so much work for you.
Would do this, Danny. No need for to qualify it.
I know. I just was shocked that anyone would think it was a good idea.
No, I cut my own hair.
That's fine. Yeah. You're not eating through your hair. You know, it's not like an important orifice, one of the most important orifices in your body. So it was one of those stories that I came across, and I was shocked that even one person would think it was a good idea to file your teeth. And I know that people do file their teeth so they can have sharp vampire-like teeth. I know from doing a search that happens a lot.
That
just kind of blows my mind. Like, why mess with this? This is the one you want this to be working well at all times. Mm-hmm. Don't mess with it.
Yeah.
And I was just shocked to discover that a lot of people actually do.
That's so do you think I should go to the dentist more than every couple of years?
Yeah, I think so.
No, I think a lot has to do with if you've been going to the dentist for a decade and they've been like giving you a clean bill of health and your habits haven't changed, you haven't had any. By the way, this is probably terrible advice from a dentist standpoint, but this is just my advice, non-professional. Yeah. But if you haven't had any problem, any health changes, any diet changes, and I mean, why not? Why not space them out a little bit more?
That's what I do. Mm-hmm. I don't have any buildup on my teeth. I floss almost every day. I brush twice a day.
You've been filing your teeth every 6 months.
My teeth.
Yeah. To get that grime off. So nice and smooth.
Perfect.
So, yeah. But don't mess with the mouth.
Yeah.
You know? Don't mess with it. You need that mouth.
Definitely.
You need it.
Okay.
I do need this mouth. Because the older I get and the more my looks deteriorate, I'm relying more and more on my mouth to get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, normally you would just flash a smile, and your looks would speak volumes.
Correct.
But now you're like, dude, you have to convince people with your words, just like that Jelly Belly guy.
Yeah.
You're out there selling yourself with your mouth.
Yeah.
In closing, I think people would really like to hear one last impersonation of young Jelly Belly guy.
But what am I selling? Like, what's the context here?
Yeah, could David Klein maybe get people more excited about the idea of home dentistry? Because that we've really said it seems like a loser in terms of an idea, but maybe a marketing wizard
right
like David
pitch.
Klein.
You know, you got a lot of teeth. What are the teeth even used for? Using them to eat food, using them to breathe, using them to talk. You go into a dentist and they're charging you $1 million to mess with your teeth. Why can't you do this at home? This is something you should be doing at home. And what I've got here for you is I've got an entire layout of all these files, picks, and other assortments of dentistry goods that you can buy so you can do dentistry at your house by yourself in the front of the mirror. And you're going to come out, you'll be looking 10 times more beautiful for half the price. And people are going to be talking about you all over town, about the things you do and the way you look and the way you talk. You're going to be amazing. I'm going to make you look amazing. And these tools that I'm selling to you for half the price, three installments, $20, and you'll be looking as beautiful as a celebrity. You pick a celebrity, you'll be looking just like them.
And what's it called?
Is there a name? Yeah, what is it called? That's the most important thing.
Oh, just the tip.
doesn't really roll off the tongue like
what about
just
this?
The tip of these tools.
Toothy.
You use just the tip of these tools and you use just the tip of the file. There's tiny little tools you get in there in between your teeth, top of the teeth, bottom of the teeth, side of the tooth, back of the tooth. You're working every edge of the tooth with just the tip of the tool. Just the tip.
Toothy goothy?
Youthy.
No,
toothy.
I don't like it.
How about that?
Youthy goothy. Youthy toothy.
Youth Tooth.
Youth Tooth.
Look, I'm not Klein. I can't summon his marketing prowess. I'm only trying to pretend genius. To be like him. I'm a cheap imitation. I'm not going to come up with a Jelly Belly.
So, Rob, what is your best impersonation of all time then, would you say?
Probably just... Only Survivor
Boston Robs.
I think in terms of News AF, I think it's the Boston Mechanics robot dog.
Okay. Rough.
I'm going to bite you.
And what's my best impersonation?
Pony Lady, the robot.
Sicko the Robot, I think, topped
Poe. No. Yeah.
Sicko the Robot.
I like Pony Lady.
You like Pony Lady better?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to do it right now because there's no Pony Lady content, but I will keep that in my mind for the... somebody said Nicole Franzel is your best one.
Yes, that's a big brother person.
Oh my God, you guys, I can't believe that the Jelly Belly creator had a contest that wasn't even real. We're not fair.
I like it. That's pretty good. And that's your big brother content. We said we'd get to it, and we did.
There you go. All right. Great work once again. Danny, what's next for you?
Oh, dude, what's next for me?
Besides strapping on your stim suit later.
Yeah, well, I've got a couple mock-up stim suits in the garage.
And the flavor pen? How's the flavor pen going?
The flavor pen... I'm outsourcing the flavor pen, right? I'm just going to pull in some of this.
Alibaba?
Yeah, exactly. I'll probably just buy a flavor pen from Alibaba. But I've got a couple of stim suits that I'm working on in my garage. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out where the electric shocks need to be. I'm just like trying to perfect those. Just a little bit of stimulation here and there. Right now, I'm a little too strong in the nipple area. I got to spread it out.
Okay.
But just wait. I mean, that's what I've got coming up. It's going to be a big deal.
Okay.
That sounds incredible.
Tyson, how's the weather been by you?
It's been pretty good. Not smoky.
Yeah, one of the advantages of no vegetation in Arizona, mm-hmm. right?
Correct. And then we've had...
the desert can't burn.
We dropped down to under 90 degrees for a couple days.
When, at like 2
a.m.? Did you wear a jacket?
No, under 90 as the high.
Whoa.
Yeah. And now we're back up to about 100 as the high. But we're like low 70s as the low. So if you go out in the morning, it's like 80 degrees. Feels great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I've got coming up, living the high life. Tomorrow, I'm doing a Survivor Rewatch Party, episode 5 of Heroes versus Villains live on twitch.tv/Rob versus Tyson. And then we're doing Survivor Trivia. It's been a huge hit. Fans can play along with us for free. And we've had like 400 or 500 people playing Survivor Trivia with us. My best placement so far overall was 7th.
7th. Okay.
Yeah, which is pretty good. And a little bit more news that Danny's going to be jealous of. I'll probably be purchasing the GoPro Hero 9 in like 2 days here. One day. I think it comes out tomorrow, Danny. Let me see.
I saw you have some
pickleball video. I regret nothing, Tyson.
Yeah. Is that what you're going to use it for?
Yeah, I'm going to reuse it for more pickleball content, more nature content, but no mediocre amateur content unless Danny invites me.
Would you cross stream, Danny? Would you let Tyson film a mediocre amateur video?
Oh, I mean, what would we do? Tyson has a fear of heights, which is a big problem.
Is that true?
Yeah, but only like when it's definitely going to kill you if you misstep. Mm-hmm. Like I can go to the edge of a cliff just fine, but I can't scale the cliff to get to the edge of the cliff without ropes and safety equipment. Where Danny's just like, I'd rather probably be dead anyways. I'll take this risk. Mm-hmm. And he has a whole group of friends that are just like that. And it's like, that's why I already have
Daredevils.
His eulogy written. Yeah, I already have their eulogies written, but I understand that. People's limits are different, but I just can't fathom how. So, cause like, I'm like, no, if you take a step there and slip, then you're falling to your death. And Danny's like, no, that's not my limit. I'm not going to fall. But for me, I'm like, that's my limit. So,
we could work it in. Tyson's great at biking. We do bike tours.
I'm great at biking. So. I can run too. I can go up steep stuff. I just don't.
When was the last time you went running?
I mean, every time I play pickleball.
True. What about if Tyson did that mukbang that you've been talking about? Would you put that on mediocre?
Oh, dude, I would love to film a Tyson mukbang.
What would we do? Peeps. Jelly bellies? Peeps? Oh, dude.
Peeps, jelly bellies, maybe just a spread of the Dugarita, some Red Lobster. I mean, that's the thing that makes a mukbang so entertaining is that just the spread. It's the spread.
How thirsty I would be after all that sugar? Oh, Driftwells, and then try and stay awake to mukbang some cheddar biscuits.
Yeah, could you do a 6-pack of Driftwell and then see how long you can stay awake for?
Yeah. It's Driftwell, turkey, some ham.
Yeah.
I don't know how many. I'll have to talk to my doctor about
Driftwells. You're
like
one of those like ambient zombies.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's probably best for Danny to keep his friends separate. He has Kristoff now for his adventures.
True.
And
Tyson for my mukbangs.
Yeah, and me for his mukbangs and for podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Everything in its right place.
All right. Well, thank you everybody so much for joining us here today. We'll be back again with more News AF next Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.